podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, this is the Anfield Wrap. Liverpool signed Mohamed Salah last night for a record fee, which is all very exciting. And we've been doing loads of reaction to it over on Tour Player, which by now you should know is our subscriber feed. If you do not subscribe to Tour Player, it's £5 a month. We're carrying on all the way through the year, all the way through the summer. And on there, right now is a reaction show, which you'll hear a little bit of now. To get the full show, subscribe and get onto that. Also on Tour Player right now, we've got a show with James Horncastle, who covers Serie A for BT Sport and The Guardian. He can offer some insight into what we're getting in Salah as well. He was a really interesting chat. That's on there as well. Also, Neil Atkinson recently went over to America, interviewed James Milner. That's another exclusive on Tour Player as well. And as well as all that, there's the usual. There's the transfer gossip. There's the history shows. There's the stupidity and madness of AFQ. There's shows virtually every day there on Tour Player. Basically just an appeal really to check it out. It's £5 a month. If you've not signed up already, just go along to our website. It's that easy to do. You can pay via PayPal and Worldpay. And if you can give it a go for a month, it'll only cost you £5. And if you think it isn't for you, you can cancel and all you've lost the five of them. What's that in the grand scheme of things? A pint in London. So give it a try. Here's a clip of the show. Yes! It's an Anfield Wrap special. We've signed the player, boys. Joining me, Gareth Roberts, in the studio to discuss Mo Salah being a red, is Rob Gutwin, is Craig Hannon, and Andy Heaton is in the room also. I'm not sure whether he's chipping in or not. Are you chipping in, Andy?
I think I might too. I wasn't, but I will now. He will. Especially now. That lad told me to do one on the Instagram Live.
Instagram Live, someone told Heaton to shut up, so he's now going to talk just to have him off. Rob, let's start with you, mate. You must be excited. We've done a deal. We've paid about, well, there's varying reports, isn't there? But some say we've broke the record and some say we haven't. But it seems to be we've paid one amount and it goes up. And certainly when it's gone up, that's breaking the record. So let's say we've broke the transfer record. We bought a fast lad.
I think with add-ons, I say you halve them and add them onto the fee as probability. Because I reckon that's how you do a deal with add-ons. Half the value of them is going to be likely to happen. Half is impossible. So that makes his fee around the £38 million mark, give or take the exchange rate. And I think breaking your transfer record is always big news.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest one in a way, because you kind of expect it to be the sort of the pinnacle of the summer's transfer work. Whereas I think there's an expectation that we're only just beginning, isn't there? I know we should just stop and be excited with this one, but me on transfers is I'm excited, excited, excited. Then when they've leaned at Melwood, it's like next. Go on, fuck off. It was like you get out. Seen you. I'll get excited about you again next when you pull on a red shirt in a football.
Was that your Dayton game in the early 90s?
It was a harsh but fair approach, but it reaped rewards.
I think it was. It has been strange in a way, hasn't it, Craig? I think in that, you know, we all expected to be really, 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 really excited when it finally got over the line. But because it was a bit protracted, because, you know, we did sort of agree personal terms basically at the start of the month, and now here we are. What is it, the 23rd? Something like that.
Yeah, it is.
So it's took a while to get here. I mean, some people are saying, well, that's not long for a transfer. And yet we had Steve Warnock in here yesterday for the Pro View, little plug for that. It was a good show. And Steve was saying, no, that is quite a long time for a transfer, actually. He was like, you know, if all parties want it to be done, that's a long time to negotiate. And so that negotiation, I think, took a little bit of the joy out of it, didn't it?
Well, first of all, I'm really annoyed that you didn't start with Mohamed Salah.
Mohamed Salah. That is how I started the wrap-up video, if you haven't seen that, by the way, which is a new thing we're doing. Once a week we do a video just wrapping things up, guess what? And it's on Facebook and it's on YouTube, and give it a watch. There's a brilliant intro right at the start, isn't there,
Craig? Mohamed Salah. I've watched that about 10 times. No, I think you're right. I think, you know, it was, what, 2.5, 3 weeks ago that the story broke, and we were all buzzing by that, but it wasn't. It was terms had been agreed. And, you know, like, over the course of sometimes, you know, people have talked about it as a saga, but sometimes transfers do just go on that little bit longer. And it can taint it a little bit. It can taint the excitement a little bit. But I think as soon as it was actually announced last night, that was peak excitement for me in terms of the Salah deal. It was the most excited I've been. Certainly, I loved the video that Liverpool put out where, he's scrolling through the phone and then it comes up to him and it's just him waving and it says, announce Salah. I was buzzing off that. Yeah, absolutely loved that. So yeah, I'm really excited. I've been watching all the YouTube compilations this morning. And yeah, I can't wait to see him play. I think he's, but even by watching the compilations, it seems like he's much more than just a fast lad, which is obviously the first thing that we've been looking to, because it's something we missed at times last season, but he's certainly, he's much more than that. He offers much more to the team.
Yeah, there's a highlights video that I can strongly recommend, which AS Roma, the English version, I've put out today. Basically saying, nice one, Mo. See you later. Good luck at Liverpool, etc. But it's a compilation of some of his goals. And there's an absolutely... Well, what you said as well, first off, Craig, is I think everyone knows that he's pacey. Everyone knows that he can get from one end of the pitch and to the other in a matter of seconds. And there's that fantastic goal against Juventus where he does just that. But loads of his goals are different. Like, so he's curling them in from the edge of the box. He's getting on the end of rebounds. But there's a superb one where he's basically got to the line and then Suarez-esque, he puts it in from an impossible angle. And it's a fantastic goal, lad, isn't it? It's sort of, I think it's
from
one
the,
of them,
from the byline. He kind of digs it out. He digs under the ball and loops it in with the outside of the foot. Yeah,
he doesn't even think about it, does he?
Okay, so that was a clip there from our reaction show to Mohamed Salah signing for Liverpool. To get the full show and more James Horncastle's reaction and all the reaction you need really to Salah, subscribe to the Anfield Wrap, subscribe to Tour Player, £5 a month, all the details on our website. Also, please check out our wrap-up video, which we've done this week. You can get that on Facebook and on YouTube. Up the Reds.
Sports Social Podcast Network.